Master strategic decision-making pattern recognition. How do you decide what to focus on with so much information in fast-changing markets? Pattern recognition is key. Pattern recognition means spotting important trends in complex situations. It's like understanding the story behind data or market changes. In business, it involves seeing the crucial parts of your industry and figuring out why things are happening and what they mean for the future. A key part of pattern recognition in strategic thinking is the RPM cycle. Recognize. Prioritize. Mobilize. First, recognize important patterns or changes in your business. Next, prioritize them based on their potential impact. Finally, mobilize resources and actions to respond. This cycle is ongoing and helps you stay ahead in competitive markets. Enhance pattern recognition with AI. Artificial intelligence, AI, is helping us recognize patterns better. AI's powerful data processing gives us insights and predictions we couldn't get before. But AI can't replace human judgment. In business, where things can be unpredictable, your ability to spot important patterns and use them wisely is crucial. To improve your pattern recognition, build mental models of your business area. You can do this by learning and practicing. Dive deep into your industry, understand how things are connected, and watch for changes. Monitor consumer habits, new technologies, and creative marketing strategies. Read industry reports, attend seminars, and join discussions where fresh ideas are shared. Learn from success and failure in your field. Learn from both successes and failures, not just your own, but also those of others in your field. Study real-life examples to see what worked and what didn't. Connect with experts and mentors in your industry as well. Their experience can offer deep insights beyond basic understanding. Pay attention to how they analyze trends and make decisions. By combining these approaches, you can improve your ability to recognize patterns, which is essential for making smart decisions in fast-paced and complex situations. Handle complexity through systems analysis. Ever wondered how successful businesses navigate complex environments and seem to predict the future? This skill is often based on systems analysis. Systems analysis involves creating mental models to better understand intricate environments, like your business's competitive landscape. It starts with breaking down complex situations into parts, understanding how these parts interact, and then mapping out important cause-effect relationships. Internally, this helps identify how different parts of your organization, like processes and functions, connect. Externally, it helps you understand how your business interacts with external factors such as market forces, customers, and regulations, leading to strategic growth opportunities. Understand systems analysis. Systems analysis takes a holistic view, looking at how parts of a system interact rather than isolating them. Changes in one area can significantly affect others, which is crucial for solving complex problems and making informed decisions. This approach helps quickly identify challenges and opportunities, leading to fast strategy development. Systems analysis is used in many fields, like climate science and economics, to model and predict complex phenomena. A real-world example is the Ever Given ship blocking the Suez Canal. This minor event caused massive global trade disruptions, highlighting the interconnected nature of global systems and how small disruptions can have big effects. Strategic thinking involves using models, both computer-based and mental, to understand and navigate the complexities of business environments. By seeing your business and its challenges as systems, you can understand how things work internally and are influenced externally. This helps you predict and prepare for different scenarios effectively. To boost your mental agility, try switching regularly between big-picture planning and detailed execution. This balance between strategy and action is crucial. Playing strategic games like chess can also help. They improve your ability to foresee outcomes and adjust your plans. Additionally, practice scenario planning and role-playing to simulate complex situations. This hands-on approach sharpens your strategic thinking skills effectively. Deciphering issues and methodical troubleshooting. Ever faced a problem so complicated it seemed impossible to solve? That's where structured problem solving comes in handy, especially for strategic thinkers. This approach breaks down big challenges into manageable steps, balancing structure with creativity. The process has five key phases. First, you define roles and communicate the process. This means identifying key people, understanding their roles, and ensuring everyone knows the plan. Next, you frame the problem by clearly stating the issue, setting a solid foundation for solving it. In the third phase, you explore potential solutions by brainstorming various ideas and picking the most promising ones. The fourth phase is about deciding on the best option, where you analyze and compare the choices to find the most effective solution. Finally, you commit to action by allocating resources and outlining the steps needed to implement the chosen solution. Structured problem solving. Structured problem solving is crucial for handling big problems that are complex, uncertain, volatile, and ambiguous. These issues need a systematic method to understand and manage their details. This approach helps stop threats and avoid losses while taking advantage of opportunities to create value. To become good at structured problem solving, practice each step. Start with easy tasks and move on to harder ones. Join discussions, watch how teams frame and solve problems, and give feedback. Attend workshops and training sessions on critical thinking and problem-solving techniques to gain new insights. Regular practice and reflection will improve your ability to manage and solve complex business problems effectively. Mold futures with inclusive vision. When Gene Woods became CEO of CHS, a mid-sized healthcare system, he had to lead the organization towards a sustainable future in a changing industry. Woods chose to involve everyone in creating a new vision, starting with a bottom-up listening tour. He spent a lot of time talking with employees to understand their views, hopes, and where the organization could improve. From these talks, Woods developed a vision that matched the organization's overall goals and employees' wishes to make a positive health impact. This vision, focusing on hope and healing, became a driving force for change. Woods's vision was summed up in the new mission statement, "To improve health, elevate hope, and advance healing, for all." The phrase "for all" was crucial, highlighting CHS's dedication to serving a diverse range of patients, from the privileged to the most vulnerable. Visioning and leadership is about creating a future that is both inspiring and realistic for the organization. A good vision should be detailed and ambitious, but still within reach. To improve your ability to create effective visions, try some specific strategies. One useful method is to imagine a desired future and then plan backward to figure out the steps needed to get there. This technique, similar to backward induction in game theory, helps you be both creative and practical in your planning. Practical visioning techniques. Another way to approach visioning is through effectuation. Here, you assess your current resources and capabilities to realistically envision what you can achieve with them. This method promotes practicality and resourcefulness, ensuring your vision aligns with your organization's current situation. You can also enhance your visioning skills by actively involving your team in wider organization. Visioning workshops, where teams brainstorm together to envision the future, are especially helpful. These sessions allow for a variety of perspectives and ideas, enriching the visioning process. To sharpen your visioning abilities further, regularly practice visualization exercises. Imagine changes to existing spaces or scenarios, and keep a journal to capture insights and promote innovative thinking. Craft a clear vision. When sharing your vision, aim to simplify, explain complex ideas clearly. Use stories, metaphors, and repeat key messages to embed the vision in your organization's culture. Always live the vision through your actions, ensuring what you say matches what you do. Visioning is a dynamic process of creating and communicating a clear future for an organization. It balances ambition with what's achievable, inspiring collective effort and aligning with your organization's mission, values, and strategy. Political savvy, strategic influence, and alliances in organizations. Imagine you're a skilled sailor about to embark on a vast, unpredictable sea voyage. Your mission is to steer your ship successfully, avoiding hidden reefs and dangerous currents, while using the wind to propel you forward. This is much like being a leader in the corporate world, where navigating the dynamics of power, influence, and alliances is akin to steering a ship toward success. Consider the story of Alina Novak. Her name has been changed, at Van Horn Foods. This example highlights the importance of political skill in corporate leadership. Alina, a high-achieving executive, quickly rose within the company to become the regional vice president of marketing for Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. In this role, she had to manage the balance between centralizing and decentralizing product development decisions. Despite her initial excitement and consultations with managing directors and superiors, Alina encountered a complicated network of internal politics. Navigating organizational politics. Her plan to centralize some areas while giving more local flexibility faced resistance from various groups, revealing the political landscape she had to deal with. This situation showed the limits of relying only on positional authority and highlighted the need for strategic maneuvering and influence. To build your political savvy, you need to first accept and understand the role of politics in organizational dynamics. Think of your organization as a network of individuals with different goals and power bases. Your success depends on identifying and working with key decision makers, understanding their goals, and aligning them with your own. Strategies for effective influence in organizations. To wield influence in organizations, you can use several strategies. These include seeking advice actively, presenting your ideas persuasively, using social pressure, and carefully guiding choices. For instance, Alina could have adjusted her proposal to match the interests of influential people and approach them methodically to gain support for her plan. Emotional intelligence is also crucial for navigating office politics. It involves understanding and empathizing with others' feelings and viewpoints. It includes being aware of your own emotions and managing them. Techniques like stepping into others' shoes through exercises can help you see things from different perspectives, which can improve how you connect with others and adjust your approach accordingly. Key points. 1. Pattern recognition helps identify key trends and make informed decisions in dynamic markets. 2. The RPM cycle, recognize, prioritize, mobilize, helps you stay ahead by focusing on the most impactful changes. 3. AI improves pattern recognition, but human judgment remains essential for strategic decision-making. 4. Systems analysis helps break down complex situations to understand internal and external business dynamics. 5. Structured problem-solving turns big challenges into manageable steps, promoting effective solutions. 6. Leadership visioning involves creating a clear, inspiring future and planning practical steps to achieve it. 7. Political savvy and emotional intelligence help leaders navigate organizational dynamics and influence others.